This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. This is an hour of intercession. This is intercessory prayer time. We had one last week. It was marvelous. And co-hosting with me today, one of my spiritual sons, Art Evans. Art is has been in my life for a long time, back in the since about 1989. And he's co-hosting with me today. We've done some prayers, a lot of prayer seminars together. We did a prayer series together. Art leads a great church in San Diego, California, Christian Worship Center. And also going to be with us today is our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. And then in the studio with me today is another one of my spiritual sons and daughters, Dr. Steve and Lorraine Smith. And they've been in our lives for a long time. Gene, I really believe in relationships. We are very strong in relationships. And they're in the studio with us. And Dr. Smith is, of course, a very well-known dermatologist in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, Art, good to have you with me today here on BPN Radio.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Thank you for including me. Glad to be with you.
Oh, well, we've done a lot of prayer seminars together, a lot of prayer times, and we've prayed a lot, and you've made some journeys with me. We've had the opportunity to minister together. I'm so glad that you're co-hosting today, and we're calling for intercessors, people that will stand in the gap, calling America to pray for intercessors. And of course, an intercessor I know is someone who prays on or intercedes on behalf of someone else, including a church, a people group, a city, a nation. Someone who stands in the gap. And, you know, some people are not going to pray for themselves. They don't know how to pray for themselves. But we believe that we're making a difference in America. We believe there's a turnaround. I know I prophesied, and you gave some prophecies included this year. I prophesied that the storm is over, but the war has just begun. So we know we are in a warfare, and the only way we're going to win this war is not with carnal weapons, but we're going to win this war with spiritual weapons. And so we're going to play a major part. BPN Radio is committed to it, and we have access to the airways 24 hours a day. And so whatever we have to do, we'll do. But good to have you on. How do you describe an intercessor?
Brother Dale, I believe that an intercessor, as you had mentioned, by definition, of course, is one who stands in the gap and mediates, one who is in that place of favor between the one in whom they are petitioning and the one whom they are petitioning for. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is an essential part of the description of an intercessor, because it is uniquely designed and created in that place by God himself through whom the Bible calls the church. Of course, we are all familiar with God's declaration in Ezekiel 22 that he was looking for a man to make up the gap, to stand and mediate, but he found none. But thank God that in his wisdom, in his goodness, and in his grace, he sent the man. Mm-hmm. He sent the mediator. Mm-hmm. How Paul described it is, there is one God and there is one mediator now between God and men, and that is the man, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But of course, Brother Dale, as far as our assignment of prayer and what it means to intercede and stand in the gap, we are not Christ. We, of course, are are his church, we're the redeemed, but he alone is God, but we are his body in the earth. He being the head of the church, we being his body, are now privileged to be a part of that intercessory influence in the earth. And so as the church, as we stand in that place, knowing that we are redeemed, we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, we're called by his name, we're filled with his spirit, now we have also been given, if we are receptive and responsive to his spirit, we've been given his heart for prayer. We've been given his passion for prayer. And so included in this intercession, I believe, which is something of grand importance, is this element in the design of favor. You know, when the church prays, we have favor with God.
Yes.
It's not something that we're trying to work out in our own power. In other words, we're not praying to gain favor with God. We're praying because we have favor with God, and we have bold access into his presence. We know that we can stand before him as those whom he has qualified and called to stand in his presence and pray. But because we also live in the earth and we are a part of the fabric and the culture and the nation that we care about, we are then also in a place of favor here, where we take to a personal level the concerns that we're praying about. We're not praying about a people apart from us, in other words.
Right.
Remember when Jesus came to the earth, one of the reasons why, of course not the only reason, but a big reason why Jesus came to the earth is so that he could become one of us, part of us, so that he could hold the heart of the Father and he could hold the heart of the man and bring us intercessorily and mediating to reconcile us in that point of favor and redemption. Mm-hmm. In that picture, the church is called to pray, where we can take hold of the heart of God, we can take hold of the heart of our generation, and through prayer, bring them to that place of God's engagement and the help and the hope that only he can bring. So even though Jesus, of course, is the man, he's the chief intercessor, we are now privileged to be a part of that intercessory calling in our generation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Very good. And I also believe that the people that we pray for are not the only recipients of the blessing, but I believe that we who intercede are recipients of the same of the blessings also. You know, Dr. Smith, who's with us today, he's a dermatologist. We were talking about Job, and, you know, he had a major skin disease, a major skin disorder, and how painful that can be from a dermatologist standpoint. It was very interesting. But, you know, Job, it all turned around for him when he began to intercede. There was intercession. And so sometimes we feel like, oh, if we just had someone to pray for us, which I know is very, very important, but if we would join in interceding on someone else's behalf, also believe that we would be a recipient of the very prayers that we were praying on behalf of someone else. What say you?
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Very, very true, Brother Dale. If I might add one further thought in a line with what you've just shared, Brother Dale, even in intercession, whether it's supplication or petition, the prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, all these different kinds of prayer, intercessory, of course, being a very important type of prayer. When it comes to the impact potentially that prayer can have upon the intercessor, I think sometimes because we have allowed prayer to potentially in some people's hearts or minds be a duty of what Christians do. It's a discipline. It's a responsibility. And it is all of that, very essentially so. But it's also far more life impacting when you understand how prayer impacts and affects
yes.
the person who is praying.
Yes,
we're going to pray for nations. We're going to pray for governments. We're going to pray for leaders. We're going to pray for the harvest. And all of those, we believe, because God is faithful to do what he's promised, they're going to be impacted by the moving and the power of God as he responds to our prayers. No question about that. But again, in what light of what you said, we're also being affected by our prayer.
Yeah.
Our prayer life is far, far more, and I'm saying this slow and deliberate because it's so important.
Yeah.
Our praying is so much more than just getting from God. He's so willing. He's so able. He's so faithful to respond.
Yeah.
And he said, if you ask, you'll receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. But prayer is an invitation from God to abide. Come, be with me. Hear my voice. Talk with me. Let's share our hearts together.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is an opportunity to cooperate together with God.
Yeah.
I've often heard God say to me in my times of prayer, Art, here's your part of my plan. You do your part, I'm going to do my part, and together something far greater than you've ever imagined is going to be accomplished.
Yeah.
And then finally, prayer is the wheel, Brother Dale, upon which the potter shapes his vessel.
Yeah.
You know, our lives are being shaped in times of prayer. Not only are we seeing what God wants us to see and we're declaring what God wants us to declare, but in that time of prayer, he's changing us and shaping us for his honor, glory, and use.
Amen. Amen, he is. We are, and I've said it many, many times, Art, we are a force in the earth. And here on our intercessory team leading prayer leaders, we have 1, 2, 3, we have 5 of us in this room. I believe that we can make a major difference, plus intercessors across America and around the world that are joining us. And, of course, this broadcast is replayed several times throughout the day. So by the end of the day, we will have become a force in this earth. And that's pretty exciting. So I believe the primary work of the intercessor is to intercede according to how the Holy Spirit is leading us. There's sometimes I get on BPN radio and I just know today is a day that we need to intercede or pray on behalf of a certain situation, a certain need. And so I'm going to have you to lead out in just a moment. I'm going to pray, and we're all going to take some turns praying intercessory prayers, however the Holy Spirit leads us. I do want us to include a few requests that I have in today. Martha, her family, she wants to pray for her family for deliverance and healing and direction. Rachel's requesting prayer for restoration, her family. There's just a lot of hurts there. Gloria. Just needs some deliverance and her relationship with God. Tina and Tom, confirmation from the Lord regarding a prophetic word they received. They need to know if the word is a future word or a now word. Dana is being harassed on her previous job, struggling with fear and anxiety. A 7-year-old Victoria has third-degree burns on her legs, arms, neck, and face. Patricia needs God's help on her job because she's learning a new program. Tiffany needs the salvation of her husband, restoration of her marriage, and Janice wants us to pray for her family. So we just pray. We remember all of these in prayer. If there's any certain thing, pertinent you want to pray about, however the Holy Spirit leads you. Art, I'm so glad to have you on with me today, and also Cheryl Ortiz and Stephen Lorraine Smith. So we're going to pray, put on the worship music, and I'll just call one of your names when you get through and you can start. So, Art, you can lead out.
Okay, Brother Dale, thank you. Father, how honored we are to know that we have been brought out of darkness into your marvelous light by the grace and the power of your own heart. Lord, through Jesus Christ, we have been included in the church, and you're redeemed, a part of your kingdom and family in the earth. And Father, as we worship you this morning with hearts of gratitude, Lord, we also come before your presence with great expectation, knowing that you are God. You are alive. You are powerful. You are able. You are faithful, Lord, to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we could ever ask or think or even dream possible. And Lord, we believe that you watch over your word to bring to pass every promise that you've given. So, Father, by the authority of Jesus' name, by the virtue of his blood, and by the integrity of your own word, we stand together, Lord,
yes,
agreeing in Jesus' name,
yes,
for your will to be done, Lord, in our generation.
Hallelujah.
Lord, from north to south, east to west, all across this land,
hallelujah,
and around the nations of the earth, Father, we agree and declare your plans and purposes,
yes,
prevail,
Lord,
in the hearts of leaders and governments and institutions and organizations that are making decisions and making laws and passing policies. Lord, those men and those women that are making decisions that affect lives and families and communities,
yes,
and nations.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we agree that your influence and the voice of your spirit has its place, Lord, to bring about the dynamic and divine changes,
Lord,
that our world needs, that only you can bring.
That's right.
But our hearts are set in expectation, knowing that you care far more and understand far greater,
yes,
than,
Lord,
we will ever know about where we are and what is happening in our world. And Lord, as we pray this morning together and with the intercessors around this world who are joining their faith,
yes,
together with ours through Jesus,
yes,
grace, Lord, we thank you that your wisdom and your divine intentions and plans are being executed, Lord, in the earth through a church that is vibrant, that is awake, that is alert, that is receptive and responsive to the,
yes,
leading, Lord, of your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you that your church is rising to shine.
Thank you, Lord.
With the light of the glory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
yes,
all,
Lord,
over the world.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that your glory seen in us and upon us is a beacon of hope and help to a desperate generation groping in the darkness for any relief whatsoever.
That's,
Lord,
right,
let your church shine.
Yes,
let,
Lord,
your church beam forth the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So that, Lord, all throughout the nations, whatever denomination, whatever location or size, Father, every,
thank,
place,
you,
where the name of Jesus Christ,
thank you, Lord,
is being proclaimed as Savior and God,
thank,
Lord,
you, Lord,
fill that place with your glory.
Thank,
cover,
you,
the earth with,
thank,
your glory,
you,
like the waters cover the sea, so that all may know, both high and low, inside and outside, Lord, that all may know you alone are God.
Yes,
you,
Lord,
save, you heal, you deliver, you restore.
Yes.
Father, I pray, even in this moment of agreement with my brothers and my sisters, Father, may there be an ongoing spirit of wisdom and revelation,
thank you, Lord,
in the hearts of your people,
yes,
and in those, Lord, who are opening their hearts and they're open to the working of your spirit in their lives.
Yes.
Lord, may there be an ongoing revelation that you are not a respecter of persons or positions or privilege, but you are looking for faith.
That's right.
Father, let the spirit of faith rise in the midst of your church. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' great name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Cheryl, you want to pray?
Sure. Father, I come to you today thanking you for this opportunity this idea that you have given Pastor Dale, the burden and the mandate that you have placed upon him, and for those that are partnering with him, Lord, to come into your presence and to spend time interceding for those in need. I thank you, God. And I lift up today, Lord, people who are needing prayer for their families. Father, I'm so burdened today for families.
Yes, Lord.
Because the enemy is working overtime to bring division, mm-hmm. and pains and hurtful words into our families to, yeah. cause us to wander away and to leave, yeah. the safe place of the family unit.
That's right.
God, I lift up Martha and Janice and Tiffany, God, those that need restoration in their marriages and salvation for
That's
their
right.
family members.
That's
God,
right.
we plead the blood of Jesus over our family members.
Yes, Lord.
Those who strayed and wandered away, we call them back, yeah. into the fold. Holy Spirit, woo them back to the Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch their hearts. And I declare that relationships that are not of you, God, will be severed in the name, mm-hmm. of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that you replace them with Holy Ghost relationships. God, that you direct their steps and order their steps into divine connections of people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you bring them back. We call for salvation of our homes and our families,
yes.
restoration of relationships.
Yeah.
God, hurtful words that have been spoken, I ask you to begin to heal the wounds of the,
yeah.
hearts that have been broken.
Yes.
Heal those wounds, Lord, with that healing balm of Gilead. Pour out upon those hurtful places.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray, God, that where there is unforgiveness, that you begin to soften their hearts and forgiveness begins to pour out.
Yes.
Apologies are made.
Yeah.
Restoration is beginning to take place in,
yes.
healing in our families.
Yes.
Lord, that you begin to strengthen and anoint that family unit. And that once again, God, there is unity and peace and joy and harmony in our homes.
Thanks.
In the name of Jesus, that
yes.
unit is strengthened and anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we call it forth today in the name of Jesus that people are beginning to be restored. Relationships are being healed,
yes.
and hearts are being mended. In Jesus' holy name, we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I set myself in agreement. Boy, it's just a major situation that we intercede for today. Families who are being broken apart. It's just the major, yeah. attack of the devil. We set ourselves in agreement. We intercede on behalf of families that are just,
yes,
having a lot of strife and envy and disunity. We set ourselves in agreement today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lorraine, you want to pray right now?
Brother.
Go ahead, Art.
Brother Dale, while Cheryl was praying, she said a word there at the very end of restoration and restoring. And that so stirred in my heart as well, and you repeated it. You know, there are so many families that are in a place where they would say, it's too late, it's hopeless,
mm-hmm.
it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in agreement with you and believers all over the world today as we are praying for families, that God has promised that in this day when he is pouring out of his Spirit, he said, I will restore the years that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the locust, and the caterpillar have devoured. God has the ability and the desire to not only restore and to make it up, but to make it better than it was before. So, Father, we agree that,
yes.
families,
yes.
as they turn hearts to you, Lord, whether it's a son or a daughter or a father or a,
yeah.
mother or a distant relative, Lord, we're asking you to invade families,
mm-hmm.
and to fill our homes and to fill our hearts and let our hearts be turned back together and see relationships restored and to see dreams and visions and opportunities restored that
That's
have
right.
been devoured because of pain and bad decisions and,
yeah.
the infiltration of the enemy.
Yeah.
Lord, as Cheryl prayed a moment ago, we agree. We plead the blood of the Lamb over our families across this nation and around the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the miraculous power of your grace restoring families in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for that.
Yes.
We thank you for it, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was able to have my whole family together Sunday. They had a birthday party for me, a belated birthday party. And I just said to them before we ate, I said, you know, there is nothing more important than us being together, our family. You may have good friends. I told my grandkids, you may think you have the best friends in the world, but in the long run, the people that's going to stay with you, stick with you, is your family. God set the family in order from the beginning, and that's why the devil hates it so much. So we set ourselves in agreement. Very good job. Lorraine Smith, you want to pray?
Yes, thank you, Father. We just come before you, putting on your righteous robes, Lord. Thank you for inviting us into your throne room and giving us that favor to appeal to your heart. And Lord, speaking of your heart, I just want to thank you for the Father's heart. Thank you for the Father's love. And I just know that right now there's so many people, Lord, that feel a spirit of abandonment and loneliness and hopelessness. And I just speak to the gracious spirit of adoption.
Yes.
That you want to adopt us into your family. You want to clear away all of the pain and the sorrow and the suffering of that loneliness and being alone and being out there on our own and by ourselves and mm-hmm. not having a father. There's so many fatherless homes in America and across the world where children have not been raised by a father, including our former president, Barack Obama's father was not in the home. And Lord, we know that you're the best daddy. You're the best daddy alive. And we just thank you for that gift that you give us of adoption. And I just speak that forth on the airwaves that people can begin to feel the spirit of adoption and get rid of and push away and reject that spirit of abandonment that the enemy has placed in all of our hearts. It's mm-hmm. part of the sin nature that now we're on our own and now we have to make it on our own, but we don't.
That's right.
We have the power and the spirit of our God to help us. If he lives in our heart, we just call upon that favor that you've given each and every one of us, that spirit of adoption. Lord, we want to thank you for it and bless you and praise you because you have brought us now into the family where we can approach the throne and ask anything we want boldly, and we know that we have that assurance that you will indeed bring it to pass. We just thank you for that, Lord. We praise you. And Lord, I also want to lift up Victoria, who has those burns, Lord, those third degree burns. Father, I just ask you to touch your precious little body and send the angels, those ministering spirits, to bring healing into her hospital room or home and to clear that skin and make it beautiful and new without one scar left anywhere in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We set ourselves in agreement for that. Dr. Steve Smith, I want us to, I think there's two or three items that you have in your spirit that we'd like to intercede for, but I want us to intercede for those that have, you've dealt your entire medical, you've given your medical life to dealing with people's skin problems. There's so many people that have all sorts of skin problems. And, I know for many years they've come to you almost every day suffering. And I believe that you are a man that can pray the prayer of faith. And then there's another thing or two I know you want to pray about. So, you can pray, Dr. Steve Smith.
Lord, we just, love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning for grace, Lord, the grace to pray, the gift of prayer. Wow.
Thank
you. You electrify us with that ability to transcend the natural, Lord, and make changes, Lord. Not that we make changes, but that we shift gears, Lord, that you're allowed to make changes, substantial, real changes, life-changing changes in our lives. So we just come alongside of Brother Dale, these other intercessors, and say yes to that. Lord, as a dermatologist, I say yes to healing people like Job, who had painful sores from the top of his head to the bottoms of his feet, unremitting, unable to get rid of, unable to get relief. Oh, God, we just intercede for those real people, those tangible people throughout the world right now, Lord, with all kinds of skin diseases, all kinds of painful, itchy, and crawling and just denaturing diseases, oh God. We just lift them up into your throne room, oh God. We lift them up, Lord, for what you're known for, Lord, grace and mercy, Lord. We ask, intercede for these people, Lord, whatever the cause, whatever introduced this into their lives. Oh, God, we pray for a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough, a breakthrough.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray for native people groups throughout the world, Lord God, native people groups.
Yes.
They're so afflicted, Lord God, with so many problems, Lord. And as alcoholism came into my spirit, Lord, this morning, Father, we pray for a tangible difference, Lord, yeah, God, that, Lord, yes, that these iniquities, Lord God, be broken,
yes,
broken in two, broken asunder,
yes,
Lord God, and that they have the ability now to say no to whatever that addiction was. Lord God, they have the ability to walk away from it. They have tangible grace on their lives now, because of prayer and because of you and because of Lord Jesus Christ and,
yes,
your wonderful forgiveness, oh God, your shed blood that paid for these gifts,
Lord,
and these glad tidings in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. I set myself in agreement right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray that you'll reach out and touch people. We intercede on behalf of people that are listening to BPN Radio today that so desperately, so desperately need an answer to their prayer. You know, I want to pray for those of you that are praying for a godly husband or godly wife. I just sense we need to pray. I've had two or three meals with a friend of mine, and he just said to me, you know, Dale, I've been praying for this godly wife. I so desperately want a godly wife. I'm moving, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm not old, but I just don't want to live my life alone. And so I've been praying for him every day, and I just set myself in agreement with him and others of you that you're praying for a godly husband or a godly wife, that God will protect you from the wrong person, because marriage, yeah, can be the closest thing to hell or the nearest thing to heaven. But I do believe that it's not good that man or woman be alone. And I pray right now for a godly husband or godly wife in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for a divine appointment, divine connection in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Lorraine, you have something else you want to pray about?
Lord, we just lift up the spirit of a great awakening and revival, Lord.
Yes.
We want to so see your church on fire.
Yes.
Lord, we don't want to be lukewarm anymore. We want to have the passion in the heart of God.
Yes.
We want it to sweep like a mighty river through neighborhoods and towns. We want to see neighborhood chaplains taking over their neighborhood, Lord,
yes,
to pastor it, to shepherd it. And we want that fire to come out of the homes and out of the neighborhoods, into the schools, into the gyms, into,
yes,
the theaters and entertainment places and sports facilities. We want to see the power of the living God. Lord, we know you have such a heart and love for people. You're a good daddy, and you've got a wonderful plan for each and every one of us in our life. And we just want to see that fire burn hot.
Yes.
Passionate, hot, red hot, where I remember I was in the Jesus movement days, and I hadn't seen anything like it before, and I haven't seen much like it since then. It was an awesome atmospheric bubble that we were in, that everywhere you look, people were hungry for God. Even in the least places, you'd walk past a bar and people would want to know about God.
Yeah.
You'd carry your Bible to a secular college, a huge college campus, and just because you wanted to read your Bible in between classes, and kids that were known to partiers would come up and say, well, what are you reading? And they wanted to know about God. They needed God. And Lord, we know the homes and the workplaces and need you so desperately.
Yeah.
God, we don't just want a revival. We need a revival.
That's right.
We need a revival before mankind, we become extinct with our own knowledge and our own worship of ourselves. And Lord, we just, I don't want to beg you, Lord, but we just humbly come before your throne and we just tell you that our hearts are the same as your hearts, Lord. We come into full agreement with what the kingdom of heaven wants now. And we just say, let your kingdom come. Yes. Let your will be done. Yes. Like a burning fire from one end of this country to another. Yes. And fires all over the world that cannot be quenched. Yes. Because they were started on the altar of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I set myself in agreement. Set myself in agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Art, and pray. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just declare this as a prophetic utterance in Jesus' name to the people of God globally to rise in the power of God's Holy Spirit and the glory of resurrection life, to escape the gravitas pull of this world, to escape the gravitas pull of the pain of the past, addiction and stronghold and paradigms and strife and division and fear and doubt and entanglements. To the church, rise and shine in the light of the glory of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For as the body will rise, Jesus' head will be exalted, and if he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself.
Yes.
And as we arise, church, as the head, Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation and the hope of the nations, as he rises, Psalm 68, verse 1, let God arise and his enemies will be scattered.
Yes.
For where spirit reigns as Lord, there is freedom. There is liberty. There is emancipation. So, Father, agreeing with Sister Lorraine and my brothers and sisters today all over the world, we thank you, Lord, for the not only the rising of your church, but for the outpouring of your spirit and that spiritual awakening where we together with you, Lord, will shine brightly. An anointing that removes burdens, destroys yokes of bondage, opens eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond to the calling and the love of your own spirit, God. We thank you for a great harvest in this hour.
Yes.
Lord, for many being saved, our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, our work associates, our friends and acquaintances. Lord, we thank you for many, many being saved in the nations of the earth today. Lord, you said to us, if you would ask of me the heathen, I would give them to you as your inheritance. I would give to you the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession.
Yes.
Father, we ask you by faith in Jesus' name, save the lost, set the captive free.
Yes.
Lord, bring back spider home, set on fire your own people for your glory and for your honor.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen, amen.
Lord, I just want to thank you for one more thing, pray one more prayer. And you just reminded me about how the last big awakening, the Jesus movement, and there's been others, but that was a massive scale, how it was kind of dovetailed in with what the world was doing, the big love revolution that was going on in San Francisco, and how, you know, there were love-ins on Haight-Ashbury, and that was a love revolution, and you had your love revolution with your own flower children who were falling in love with you and finding out about you. But this next move of God, you've told me before, is going to be the theme of it is going to be the fear of the Lord, the holy hush of God, where we slap our hands over our mouth and we just say we didn't know that God was like this. And it's not going to be fearing, shaking in our shoes of somebody who's ready to slap us and strike us down. It's going to be that awesomeness of God where we just have such a love and such a respect and such an honor for that one could love us so much in spite of all that we've done and all that we've said and who, where we've come from. That you love us that much that we just worship the ground you walk on. And we thank you for taking such good care of us and loving us.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we do. And, you know, in my intercessory prayer times, there are times that I don't know exactly
who to intercede for or how to intercede. But in that, in those moments, that is when I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. For the Bible says we don't always know how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. So I want to join. I want to invite those that are helping me lead in prayer just to join me in praying in the Spirit for a little while. And I believe the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to people, and he'll begin to speak to us. So let's just spend a little time praying in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Art, would you like to prophesy? Would you like to prophesy right now?
You know, Brother Dale, were you were talking to me now?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure I heard my name there, right?
Yeah.
I if it's all right, I have a song in my heart that's just it came into my heart some time ago, but it's just a cry of our hearts to the Lord.
All right.
Spirit of the Lord, rain down, saturate this holy ground. Lord, we long for you. Nothing else will do. Fill our hearts again.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit of the Lord, rain down. Saturate this holy crowd. Lord, we long for you. Nothing else will do. Fill our hearts again. We're hungry, Father.
Yes, yes,
Lord, yes, we are.
How greatly, greatly we need you, Lord, in this hour.
Yeah, we do.
Nothing else will satisfy, Lord.
That's right.
Nothing else will fill us. That's and right. There is no help nor hope like you, That's Father right. God.
That's right.
We seek you with all of our hearts, Lord, with great expectation and gratitude.
Yes, Lord.
Through Jesus' great name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Remember the prophetic word that God had given to Ezekiel, and he said, I am going to give a new heart to my people.
Yeah.
I'm going to take out of them the heart that's become like stone and hardened and calloused and defensive and impenetrable. He said, and I'm going to replace it. Yeah. I'm going to give them a heart that is fleshy, meaning it's receptive. The Amplified Bible says it is a heart that is receptive and responsive to the touch of their God. Father, may it be so all over this world in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So be it. So be it. So be it. And Father, you've put in my heart for 1,000 prayer leaders in churches, and prayer leaders on school campuses, and prayer leaders in businesses. And I'm thankful, Lord, for scores of people that have already signed up to be prayer leaders, including some that are praying here today. Lord, I just pray that you'll give us prayer leaders, those that desire to, they already have a prayer group, or they're desiring to lead a group. I know Cheryl leads a group on Facebook. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and just click on the 1,000 prayer leaders and submit your information. We will include you. And I just speak a blessing on all of you prayer leaders and all of you intercessors. We need intercessors today. We need people that will stand in the gap. I guess the saddest scripture that I've heard in the Bible is he sought for a man or woman to make up the hedge, to stand in the gap, but he just couldn't find anybody. And Lord, I know that the future of our nation is not just dependent upon a good government, a good administration, but it's dependent upon men and women and young people who will stand in the gap and pray. And Lord, we commit ourselves here on BPN Radio more than ever before to have prayer times just like this. And I know in the ears of some people it may be sound a little foolish, but in the heart of God, I know we have touched the heart of God today. And I'm so very, very thankful. And you guys that are here today, why don't we just give some praise to God? Father, we praise you.
Hallelujah. Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We bless you.
We glorify you. Magnify you.
You're the marvelous, great Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a good God. Awesome God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Honor your name. Glorify your name. Honor your name. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good God. Awesome God. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you today. We honor you today. Magnify your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're such a good God. Awesome God. Mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
Your mercies endure forever and forever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Art Evans, and thank you, Cheryl Ortiz, our national coordinator. Thank you for Dr. Steve and Lorraine Smith. Boy, we've had a wonderful time. Amen. And we're going to continue to do this on BPN Radio. And we're enlarging and expanding. I'm so thankful to have you guys helping me, interceding. Thank you, Art, for co-hosting with me today. And y'all have a wonderful day. We've ran out of time. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We're going to keep praying on BPN.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, yeah, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I can't. Cross.